On this week's program, a building full of guitars and guitarists, indeed a studio full and more, from the Central Unified Visual and Performing Arts Program. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. The focus is a flamenca and a classical guitar, and in this live Young Artist Spotlight, we will hear later a trio and a solo, but first, the Central Unified Guitar Full Ensemble, led by Brian Garcia, with their first of three numbers to get us underway. What did we just hear?
We just heard a waltz by Chris Lee from the Austin Classical Guitar Society arrangement, and it's a composition that we're working on for a festival that we're competing in later this year.
And later in this program, we're going to talk quite a bit more about your program. But who do we have, if you can paint a picture for us here? We have 12 guitarists.
12 guitarists.
And for the listener here from left to right, and we have two rows here.
Yes. We have Raiden sitting in the front row, Jacob, Damien, Armin, Jonathan Hatcher. Then we have William, Marissa, Jonathan Lopez, Veronica, Leonardo, Eduardo, and Gerardo. And we have also Sierra in the sound booth with us.
And the reason why we did that is so that, well, their parents, their friends, their teachers, they know where they are. Okay, they did make it. Next we have.
Next up, we have a taranto, which will be played by mostly 10th graders, and it's a beautiful flamenco piece in 2-4.
And while we're at it, this is mostly 10th graders here?
The majority of them here are 10th graders. We have a senior, and we have a couple of juniors.
Okay, take it away.
Thank you.
Again, 10th graders, I counted three upperclassmen with guitars in their laps, and so we just heard from nine of the 12 here.
Correct. That is correct.
Brian, tell us a bit about this program. When did it start? And again, let me remind the listeners who are just tuning in. This is live, Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about a really unique program and opportunity within Central Unified School District. They've allowed us to build a program that has a six-year cohort. The vision is to bring the students from the 7th grade all the way through the 12th grade. As they reach the 9th grade, each grade level would be one level of musical ability, both technical ability, performance experience, as well as music fundamental strengths.
And it's more than just guitar.
Well, it is a guitar, but it's guitar ensemble, it's flamenco guitar, it's a classical ensemble as well as classical solo.
Well, we're talking also jazz band, drum line.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Thank you so much. Our entire visual and performing arts program within the district is extremely strong. Concert band, drum line, jazz band, dance, choir, ceramic arts, graphic arts. I'm probably leaving some things out, but there really are amazing opportunities for the students within Central Unified to explore all of their interests. It's pretty incredible.
And we've got a lot more to learn here in the next few minutes, and we will. But let's get back to the music. What do we have now?
Next, we're going to feature our trio. They're going to play a solia with an entrance by Armin.
Armin?
Armin Kushkabagi.
Central Unified Guitars. Thank you. Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio, and the guitar trio from the Central Unified Visual and Performing Arts Program. We had, we had a trio, but we also had nine others with the two-hand percussion, hand clapping throughout that. One of whom, and who is a, shall we say, a self-appointed spokesperson for the group before we get back to your leader, Brian, and she would be.
Hello, my name is Veronica Santos.
And what grade?
10th grade.
And when did you start with this guitar and why?
Well, actually, they put me in this class because there's no other class during middle school in 8th grade. And then that's when I started learning. I was like, oh, my God, this is really cool.
So some things happened by chance and almost destiny, you think, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Tell us what the program means to you and what you know of the rest of your folks here, what it might mean.
Well, to me, playing instruments is like the only way I could cope with like the loss of the way I lost my grandfather. And he always played guitar, so I found it very interesting. So, and probably for others, it has different meanings to them, like for like enjoyment and entertainment.
What is your practice schedule like and rehearsal schedule like?
Well, I try to get some alone time in my room, but it's usually really noisy because my little brothers and sisters enter a lot. But like the maximum hours I get to play is like 3 hours.
Do you know what's next on the performance after this radio program with the group? Do you know? I'll ask your leader if you don't. Okay, I'll check with Brian. A short walk back here.
Our next performance will be at the Girls Expo at the Doubletree Inn Plaza Hotel on March 6th. Then on the 15th, we have an instrumental festival at Central Unified hosted by Central at the PAC. And then finally, on April 22nd at Fresno City College, we're going to participate in the Central Valley Guitar Summit, and which is fantastic for City College to host it. And Dr. Kevin Cooper at Fresno City has been a wonderful person to work with. So we're really looking forward to that festival.
We always like to break news here on Young Artist Spotlight. What do we have next?
Next up, we have another trio. It's a unison piece, a traditional flamenco piece called a Zapateado.
And do we have the nine percussion section again with a clapping on this one?
No palmas this time. We're just going to play pure instrumental, and then we'll follow that up with Armin.
I learned something. You call it palmas.
Palmas, yes.
I learned something every day. Right. Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio, Central Unified Visual and Performing Arts Program. Guitars here in the studio. Thank you. Arta Spotlight. And with that, Brian Garcia, I'm tempted to ask, Concierto de Aranjuez can't be that far behind.
Well, that would be a wonderful aspiration of ours, definitely a cornerstone for classical guitar by Joaquin Rodrigo. But that would be something I would love to do down the road, and we're certainly aspiring to play really challenging pieces as we move forward and as they continue to progress as performers.
And again, here on Young Artist Spotlight, we just heard, I'm guessing the three gentlemen we just heard, the trio of juniors and seniors, is that right?
Two juniors and one senior.
And what do we have next?
Next up, we have a solo by Armin Krushkovagi. He's going to play an arrangement of a bulería. It's a mixture of moreaito chico falsetas, tomatito falseta, and a falseta is a short musical phrase, flamenco phrase. The last part, one of the falsetas, he actually composed and arranged himself. So you won't be able to tell which one it is. It's all in the same key, but it's kind of cool that he's putting stuff together and hearing it and starting to add his own flavor to the music.
From Central Unified. And again?
Armin,
and I'm going to sit next to him and keep a little percussion for him.
Oh, there we are. So Palmas, will that be? No? on the guitar. Okay. Very good. Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio. Good to have you with us here as they're getting set up now for the solo selection for this afternoon. One more offering we will have following that, shall we say, outstanding performance, and again from the guitars of Central Unified. Brian Garcia, concluding number here with a full ensemble, correct?
Full ensemble, Dance of the Habanera, an excerpt from Bizet, Carmen.
Excerpt from Carmen. And so good to have you all with us here. I'd ask you all to give yourselves a hand, but now I can see you have your hands wrapped around your guitars. By the way, for listeners, look for us on kvpr.org. You can hear a rebroadcast of this anytime you want, on demand, of course, and a photograph and maybe even more. But here we go once again. From Bizet's Carmen Habanera, the Central Unified Guitars. We've been talking with Brian Garcia here quite a bit. I'll speak for him. Actually, I'm going to quote him, something he wrote us just before the group came here in the weeks leading up to this. Through performance, failure, and success, the students and parents begin to understand what it takes to develop musicians. And I think we saw that today, Brian. And one more note, they start in the seventh grade as early?
They start in the seventh grade. If possible, they have a choice to start in the seventh grade and then move all the way through the 12th grade, moving in cohorts for 6 years is in the ideal situation. Our district has provided an opportunity for us to develop the program in this way.
We're very glad to be acquainted with the program now. And again, thank you all for coming. Central Unified Guitars. Next week, a truly promising afternoon with two Young Artist Spotlight pianists from Warren Junior High School in Bakersfield. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. I'm George Mason. Production for Young Artist Spotlight by Don Weaver, and we are both glad that you were here.